your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. Stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. Sing it again, I stand amazed. Stand amazed in your presence. There is nothing you cannot do. Stand amazed in your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Amazed in your presence, there is joy, peace, and hope. Hallelujah! There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you in all the earth. There's no one like you, Jesus. There's no one like you.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things.
your name. Yes, awesome is your name. Sing, mighty is your name. Oh, mighty is your name, Jesus. Oh, mighty is your name. Hallelujah. Yes, mighty is your name. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty is your name. Praise you, Lord. Healing is your name. Hallelujah. Sing, healing is your name. We worship you, Lord. Oh, power is your name. Hallelujah. Oh, power is your name. We worship you, Lord. All light is your name. Hallelujah. All light is your name. Hallelujah. You are the way. All life is your name. Yes, Jesus. All life is your name. Jesus, all for Jesus. Jesus, all for Jesus. All I am and have and ever hope to be.
My good. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. Mama sends her greetings. She's not able to be with us tonight. Her youth is renewed. Praise the Lord. Amen. She said to me this evening, said, I'm trying to get to church, but I don't think I'm going to make it. But God is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is our strength. Do pray for us as often as you can, because we are busy taking care of so many people, and so most of the time late at night because of different time zones, you know, you are not really in bed till very late, because you have to take care of different people, and sometimes it, you know, your body needs to be rested. Praise God. Well, this evening, I want to continue with what we've been talking about yesterday, about the atonement. We talked about one aspect of the atonement. Actually, we talked about both aspects. But today, I want to go into deeper into one other aspect. The two things we talked about when we talked about Yom Kippur and the atonement is that, one, it was God's way of elevating us. He elevated us and gave us the God class. He made us God class. Someone say God class. Amen? And it's hard for us to grasp that I am of the God class. It sounds arrogant when you talk about being in the God class, because you are very aware of your human aspect, of your carnal nature, that you are flesh and blood, and that you cannot see around the corner, and that you cannot do so many things. You are not everywhere present, and you don't know everything, and all of that. So it makes it difficult for us to wrap our brains around that. Though that is true, that the natural body limits us, nothing limits your spirit. You are first spirit before you are a body. You're a spirit that lives in a physical body. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience. You're a supernatural being having a natural experience. The thing, though, is that we have flipped it. We've made the natural more than the supernatural. But when you think about it for a moment, and you think that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and there was no moon and sun until the fourth day, then you understand that the spirit started before the natural. In the natural, we need sun for trees and for plants. Yeah? But when you look at the scriptures, trees were in the third day, and the sun and the moon were on the fourth day. Because the spirit supersedes the natural. And we need to come into that awareness that the spiritual aspect of our personhood is greater than our natural aspect. But without engaging that thought and meditating on that and becoming aware of it, your natural mind will run you. When you operate via the Spirit, then from the realm of the Spirit, you begin to deal with the natural things as natural. And what happens a great deal of the time then is this, that when you are veering off, when you veer enough, the Spirit corrects you and you correct yourself. So you say something, that's not right, I cancel that. And you say what is right. Are you with me so far? So, for example, you're driving your car, and if your car is more like a 2021, 2020, if you're veering off the lane, it will fight you. Your car will fight you. The steering will stiffen up to make sure that you don't veer off to another lane. But it doesn't do that if you put a trafficator signal light on. Are you with me so far? When you turn, you say you're going to the right lane and you turn your signal light on, no fight. But you don't turn your signal light on and your wheel is going towards the right lane, all kinds of things start happening to make sure that you get yourself corrected. When you and I become spiritually aware, the same thing happens. When you're trying to veer off and you are not in control of the decision you're making, something snaps you back. Are you sure that's what you want to do? That is called the awareness of the consciousness. You've been, your conscience functioning, correcting you. Now, what we talked about yesterday was the very fact that we have been given a gift called righteousness. It's something we didn't work for. We received it. It's a gift. God called me righteous and called me saved even before I even asked him to come into my heart. But began to bring an awareness through people, through words, through whatever means to bring me to that awareness where I acknowledge that I have a need of God. And at that point, I lay claim to that gift of righteousness, that gift of faith. And God sees me righteous. He doesn't see me as a sinner. He sees me as a saint. Amen? Now, where many times we go off is that we say, well, I'm a saint. I'm not a sinner. And we start doing crazy things, sinful things, and saying, well, God doesn't mind about that. Excuse me? Give your head a shake. Jesus did not come to die so that you can continue living in sin. He died to give you power to live righteously, uprightly. So the idea, the concept of I can just do anything I want to do, whichever way I want to do it, is not of God. That's the devil. God gives me grace, the grace of righteousness, the grace to stand because I've been atoned for. Sin is not just covered, it is removed as far as the east is from the west. And God has imputed righteousness, we talked about, but did not impute sin. Amen? Sin has not been imputed unto me, but righteousness has been imputed unto me. God calls me righteous. God calls me holy and says in his word, be ye holy as I am holy. In other words, God didn't say be holy based on the standards of your society. He says to the extent that I am holy, be the same. In other words, be the same as me. I have elevated you to the same standard. Not only in doing as I do, but in speaking as I speak, in acting like I act, in being me represented in the earth. You are my representation. Oh, that's amazing. God calls me his representation. Jesus, our Lord, said, as a man, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Wow. And one of the things God has called us to this year is to be his partners. So he said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. But if you don't get it, just believe me by the works. But who does the works? My Father. He does the works. So if you see me, you've seen the Father, and the Father's works are demonstrated in me and through me. And the first thing that wants to come to my mind is, yeah, that was Jesus. That was Jesus. That's not me. But then the Word of God says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ, the Anointed One, that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And in Mark 11, he says, have God's kind of faith, or have God's faith. And if you have God's faith, you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say or are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you are saying. In other words, if there's a mountain in your path blocking you, you can tell that mountain to move. Because God is a way maker. And he wants to make ways for you and me through the spoken word. What spoken word? The spoken word that he spoke at the very beginning, in the beginning, God spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light. What do? We allow our natural sight to determine what we do. And in this year, I want you and I, because we are all in this together, I'm not saying something to you that I'm not saying to myself. This afternoon I was here and discussing about the changes that we are working on here. And I heard my natural mind thinking, well, if we get the amount that we need to do what we need to do, we are going to do such. And I said, next statement, I rebuke you, devil. No, we have what we need to do what we need to do. It's not if. There's no if about it. It will be done. Hallelujah. It will be done. How is it going to be done? That's not my problem. All I need to keep on saying, it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Our screen is here. Our stage is here. The chairs are fixed. The painting is done. And more things are done. Everything is revamped. But that's going to take a lot of money. That's what my natural mind says. But that's not what faith says. Faith doesn't talk about how much money do I have. Faith says, how much God do I have? Hallelujah. How much God do I have? And I have the God who created all things. He can turn everything around in less than a wink of time. I say, God, let me have that mind, the mind of Christ. And he says to me, no, I don't have to let you have it. You have it. So, Pastor, what did you just say? I'm saying that sometimes we pray for things that we already have and ask God to give it to us when God has already given it to us already. So if you're doubting what God said, what's the point? So rather than praying, Lord, let me have the mind of Christ, I say, thank you for the mind of Christ. I apply the wisdom of the mind of Christ to this particular situation right now. And I thank you, Lord, that I know all things. Because the word of God says that. He says, little children, you know all things. So why am I saying I'm ignorant? That doesn't line up. If I catch myself saying that, I need to reverse that statement right away and say, that is not of God. And that out of the way, I do not doubt. Because God's faith never doubts. Therefore, I'm not living my life by sight or by sound. I live life by faith. Because I am justified. I am the just. Oh, that's when the devil comes and says to you, no, you're not. You got upset with that guy just now. You saying you just? Thank you for reminding me about that. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm forgiven all sins, past, present, and future, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You say, what did you just do? I refuse to agree with the devil. Judgment. I did not disagree with his accusation. I disagreed with his judgment. Hello? Did you get that? Because once you agree with his judgment, you are under his control. And that goes for everything in life. Never come into agreement with the enemy. Come in agreement with the loving kindness of the Most High God, who has imputed to you his righteousness. But that does not mean not changing. When you repent, change is demanded. Change in attitude. Change in approach. Change in your thinking. Praise the Lord. You move to an elevated perspective. in life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the other aspect that we talked about was the fact that God is a waymaker, and that's what I've been talking about, elevated. But God has made a way for me. That's the way of access, the way of righteousness, the way that makes it possible for God to hear me and me to hear God. The Word of God says, it's not that I'm blind that I cannot see or deaf that I cannot hear. It says it's your sin that have separated you from God. So if the issue of sin has been addressed, then we know that He hears us when we pray according to His will. The line is not jammed. The line is not busy. We don't have a God who is absent at the other side of this call. God does not see my call come through and says, "It's that boy again. Ah, forget him." He picks up every call that comes from you, that comes from me. And at this time of atonement, we must remind ourselves again, I have access. And what does that mean to me? In real terms, what that means to me is this, child of God, get this. It means that there are no impossibilities attached to my life. Let me say that again. No impossibilities attached to my life. Why? Because God knows no impossibilities. Yeah? He knows no impossibilities. He's ready to answer. He's ready to deal with it. In fact, the Bible says, God answers me before I pray. Even before I knew that I had a need, God has already answered. So there are no back orders. The supply is already present. My God shall supply all of your needs according to His poverty, according to His riches in glory. By whom? By Christ Jesus. Ah, so that's the issue. By Christ Jesus. Where is Christ Jesus? In heavenly places. Where are you? Ah, so my destiny, if I'm in heavenly places and He's in heavenly places, and how am I in heavenly places? I'm an heir and I'm in Christ Jesus. True? Oh. So if I'm in Christ Jesus, whatever it is that we are dealing with here is already dealt with because it's right there. I was with my grandkids earlier today, and my daughter had made me my favorite breakfast at around 2 o'clock. I said, "What do you want to eat?" I told her, "You know." So she made me that. And my granddaughter and grandson jumped on their seats. I buckled them in. And they started eating my breakfast. Well, they couldn't have had any of it if they were not close by. They can see me eating it on their phone or whatever, but seeing me eat on my phone, FaceTime does not make it real for you over there. That makes sense? I can say, hey, sweetie, yeah, yes, yes, some bacon to my phone, and she get fed. But because we were in proximity, all I needed to do is move the fork to her mouth. She opened her mouth, and she got fed. I got fed, she got fed, I got fed, he got fed. Hello? So the question I need to ask myself when I am praying is this: am I in Christ Jesus? Because all of my needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So if I'm with the Christ Jesus, I'm in the same place, therefore I should not. Are you ready for this? I should not make everything future. What does the Word of God say about faith? It says, now, faith. I'm there. He's there. We are there. We're connected. I can receive what I'm looking for right now. But my natural mind says, I don't think so. I don't think so. How are you going to get wine right now? And what does the Lord do? He turns water into wine. Water and wine don't go together. They're both liquid, but water is water. Wine is wine. But God turns this to that. Changes one thing to the other. You see, in the natural, you plant corn and you get corn. In the realm of the Spirit, you want corn and anything becomes corn. It's hard for my natural mind to contemplate that, but God will make anything, anything he wants. Anything. Even make a donkey talk. Anything becomes anything. You know why? You know why anything can become anything? Because everything came out of God. Everything that is came out of God. Is this too much? So God can do whatever it is he wants to do. And I need to align with God. And so God says, strike that rock and you're going to get water. Under what natural law does that happen? Throw the stick inside that water and the metal axe head is going to swim. Come on. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We're talking about Abba Father. You and I lining up with him. That's why when my gas tank was empty, he was able to say to me, "How do you go to school?" I said, "Dhaka." "Then go." "But I don't have any money." "Don't have any money. Get in the car and go to school." "But my school's an hour away and my gas tank is empty." "And so?" "So I got into the car. Into your hands I commit my spirit, Lord." It's winter. And I drive all the way from EK to Otterburn on an empty gas tank. That was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Empty gas tank. Who was doing that? Not me. But him. Because he can run an engine. Oh my God. Let me tell you a story. Oh, shikalabro sandamakahi. This is a true story. There was this military guy, this young soldier, believed God with all of his heart, but couldn't drive. And his sergeant will harass him. Everybody will harass him. And one day, the sergeant yelled at him, said, "If your God is such a big God, why don't you get into that Jeep and drive it? Let's see what your God can do right now." So the kid goes, gets into the Jeep, starts it. Engages the gear. And the vehicle moved. And he got it to another spot and stopped it. And the whole place went crazy. What just happened? This kid drove a car? No, that's not what happened. What happened was that they had removed the entire engine. There was no engine, no motor, nothing. Nothing. It had been dumped somewhere else. And when they opened the hood, it was still empty. But the vehicle had moved. Oh, don't tell me. Don't mess with this God. What do you think happened to all these guys? They saluted the God of this young man. God is an awesome God. And all I'm trying to say to us today is that God is a way maker. No matter what the challenges are, no matter what the challenges are, no matter what the challenges are, no matter how high the mountain, he is a way maker. He will blow out everything that stands in your way and get you to the other side, because he is God and he reigns supreme. Devil's a liar. If you knew how many devils have tried to stop us as a congregation, how many forces have applied themselves to make certain that nothing happens. And the more they try, the more we go in. And scratching their... I believe there are some people that are, even the wig will not stay on their head anymore, because it's just going to fall off. Because they are overwhelmed at the goodness of God. How did that happen? How? How? How are they still there? Because we serve a God who is always there. That's why God is always there. He is here. And He is the unchanging changer. He is the way maker, miracle worker. That's who He is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. In the book of Isaiah 43, verse 15, he says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. I am your Lord. I am the Holy One. I am your Creator. I'm your King. Someday I need to spend my time just discussing just that one verse alone. Because before you experience God in His fullness, you've got to acknowledge those things, that He is your Lord, that He is a Holy One, all in one class by Himself, holy, separated. He is the Creator of Israel. And Israel has gone through so many things. You know, all the nations that have assailed and come against Israel, good, bad, or ugly, they are all gone. Israel is still here. Hallelujah. Israel is still here. Removed from their land, Israel is still here. Attacked by men, by demons, Israel is still here. And what is God saying? Nobody can take you out. Look at the church that God established. You know, have you ever wondered why is it that people cannot talk about any other religious group without some kind of consequence? You know, they can write anything about Christianity and nobody cares. You write something that doesn't sound good about Islam, all hell breaks. Any other religion, Christianity has been dragged, but the church is still here. Hallelujah. Religions come and go, Christianity is still here. The church of Jesus Christ cannot be overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Nero tried. While he's busy killing Christians right there in the arena, the people that were in the bleachers were getting saved. Come on! Are you going to stop these guys? You can't! Stop trying. You cannot shut the mouth of the church of Jesus Christ. We have a Lord who is holy, who is a creator, and He's our King. Hallelujah. He says, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Pharaoh is right there. The sea is right there. And it looks like the people are stuck And even Moses is crying out, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? And God says, what's that in your hand? Just stretch it. And he stretches it. And the wind begins to blow. He doesn't see what God is doing in the dark. But when it was daylight, there was a highway. Right there in the sea. And all Israel walked right through to the other side. And when the enemy came and tried to go through that same path, I believe God said, oops, and the water came back down and drowned all of the enemies. And all they saw were wheels of chariots and whatever else, horses drowned. And God says, the enemies that you see today, you shall see them no more. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the issues that faced you in your last year, you shall not face in your new year. Hallelujah. I thank God for this new year starting September. We have a real run ahead of everybody else. Amen. We can thank God for the exciting days he has for us. He makes a pathway in the mighty waters. A pathway in the mighty waters. That's remarkable. You see, when God talks about this pathway in the mighty waters, he's saying a whole host of things to us. Because the mighty waters represent a great deal of issues. And basically what the Lord is saying to us is this, that no matter what the enemy has been throwing at you, I am taking care of you. Hallelujah. The mighty waters represents a whole host of issues. The word for waters is the word called mayim. It's a Hebrew word, mayim. And what mayim means is exactly that. It is water. But it also means a big mess. It means, excuse the word, but it is the word. It means pee. So what God is saying is, when the enemy is trying to pee all over your stuff, I'm the God who makes a way. I'm your shield and your protector. I'm your keeper. I make a path in the mighty waters. Why? The word of God says, when you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he will direct your path. Amen? So in the mighty waters, as you acknowledge God, please bear this in mind. This is important. Because acknowledging God is our act of humility before God, subject to God, and saying, God, I know that you've promoted me to the God class, but I know who it is that promoted me. I come before you and I acknowledge you about this. I'm trying to do thus, this, that, and so on, whatever. God, I need to acknowledge you on this matter. Why do I need to do that? Because God has given me his mind. Yeah? He's given me his mind. And so, I believe this word. Whatsoever you lay your hands to do, it shall what? Prosper. Anything I set my mind to do is going to prosper? Yes. So what does that mean? It means you don't need to sit on your behind and wait for this instruction and that instruction, it is easier to move or steer a moving vehicle than one that is stationary. As long as first and foremost, you let God know that you are doing something. If it is not your will, then tell me not to. But this is what I would like to do. Whatsoever you will becomes God's will. But when you are aligned to Him, if you are doing, you're about to do something wrong, just like your car fights you and goes, you get the zap. You say, I guess not. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's a pathway. And that pathway says, you can make decisions, and whatever it is that Adam called it, that was the name of it. Being a Christian does not make you mindless. It makes you mindful, but not mindless. It does not strip you of your ability to make decisions. What it does is that it causes you to present every decision that you make before your Father. And say, okay, Pastor, this is getting a little bit confusing for me. I thought whatever Jesus did, he saw the Father doing it, then he did it. That will be right. But now you're saying something else. No, I'm not saying anything else. I'm saying that just as a father does, so do you. So what does that mean? It means this. Come. Yes, I consult with the Father. I see what the Father is doing. But after a while, guess what happens? You know what your Father's will is. Because you know Him. You know what He likes. So you make decisions based on that. But the Father who sees in secret also sees you. And therefore, if you're going to do something that is not correct, will correct you before you do it. But it doesn't tie your hand. Let me ask you a question. Today, did you eat? Anybody ate today? You ate yesterday? You ate last week? You eat tomorrow? Yeah? How many of you go to God and say, okay, Father, shall we have steak or chicken? And after you see the food, ask God, shall I put it in my mouth? Shall I chew? Shall I swallow? So, that's been ridiculous. Well, when you come to a place in grace in God, it becomes ridiculous asking some questions. He says, have God's kind of faith, and you say to this mountain, he didn't say, come on, ask me. He says, you say. Lord, shall I marry John or James? What does my word say? Has he checked out? Why are you asking me, shall I marry John or James? Which one do you love? Which one of these two is moving in the same direction with you, that you can help accomplish a purpose. What is his family background? Does this guy lie? Does he flip out and start throwing things and swearing and cursing? So why are you asking me? If the person does not line up with what the Word of God says, then of course God's Word tells you, don't be unequally yoked. Now, if you are heading in the wrong direction because you acknowledge God, be certain of this, that God will intervene and talk to you, send messages to tell you why not. This is why not. But God, I'm now 30, I'm now 35, I'm now 40, and nobody's checking me out yet. So because of that, you're going to jump on anything and accept anything? Well, if you do that, be ready for the consequences. Or else you say, God, you have a choice for me. I'm not able to make any decision about this matter. The only reason I think is because maybe I'm not ready, or maybe the person that you have for me is not ready. But whatever it is, I pray for the readiness of that person, and I pray for the readiness of me. And I thank you, Lord, that you move that person from wherever they are. They might be in Timbuktu, but whatever needs to happen, let something happen right now and bring that person and me together at the right place, at the right time, so that we can be one. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I am married. Amen. Praise God. A year later, are you married? Yes, I'm married. Oh, who's your husband? He's showing up. I no longer call myself single because I have already declared I'm married. And when I'm married, I'm no longer single. And when I say I'm married, that means I have to be faithful to the one I'm married to. Hello? So I keep myself for the one that I am married to. Who is he? He's coming. I call him. I go to bed and I say, thank you, Lord, that I'm here with my husband. I'm here with my wife. I thank you for our children. You say, well, what are you doing? I'm calling those things which be not, because I am like my father. Is that what we read about Abraham yesterday? Hello? He's calling things into place, aligning it by the word of God. And as you do that, that mountain moves out of the way, because God is a way maker. Let me begin to get this flight to land. Let's go back. Verse 17. It says, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse. He bringeth forth the chariot and horse. You thought the chariot and horses were to scare you. And God is saying, no, 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 no. I'm bringing them forth so that I destroy them. The army and the power, they shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are what? Extinct. Did you see what God said there? They are extinct. They are quenched as stove. is I'm bringing them. Sometimes the problems that are facing you is God trying to gather all of your enemies out into one spot so he can wipe them off one shot. Think about it. They're crossing that river and fish is still swimming. If there are whales, they're still right there. You know, sharks. And, oh, look at that shark! But it hits the wall. And the water does not spill over. It is not that there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just that your God is bigger than any problem that you will ever face. And sometimes he allows them so that he can make them extinct. First time I read that word extinct in the Bible, I said, wow, this is good, extinct. Extinct. They are quenched as tow. Next verse. Remember ye not the former things. Forget about what happened before. Good, bad, or ugly. Neither consider the things of old. Good, bad, or ugly. Why? Behold, I will do a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing. Whatever happened in 2019 is 2019. 2020, 2020. 2021, 2021. But I got a new thing. 5781 was that. But this is a new thing for 5782. Hallelujah. You are stepping into 2022 in just a few months from now. But God is giving you an eye, a head start. And he's saying, listen, I do a new thing. He says, it shall spring forth. Is that what it says? It shall spring forth? Now. Remember what we said earlier? You know, many times we push things into the future. But God is the God of the now. Hallelujah. All that God required is the now experience for you and I. He says, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In the wilderness, I'll make a way. In the sea, I'll make a way. In other words, in the wetland, I'll make a way. In the dry land, I'll make a way. And I'll make rivers in the desert. Wow. So if you're going through the desert, I'm going to give you all the water you need. You know what that means? That is God showcasing his glory in your life. And people look at you, all they see is desert. And they don't understand how you are able to live in that desert. Because God is always giving you rivers. Not just one. Not one. It says rivers. What does rivers in the desert mean? It means this. It means whatever you want it to mean in your life. That God can give you many streams of income. Hello? That in an economy that has become a desert, that God can give you and I many streams of income. And in giving us many streams of income, we don't have to struggle to make it happen. Ideas will just come. Help will come. Whatever it is that you need, just happens and you keep on forging on, and because God is that kind of a God. Put your hand in your chest and say with me, Father, I receive multiple, many ways, streams of income for my life, for my family, for my calling, for your church, for your purposes. In Jesus' name, there is no limit to my ability. I receive the God kind of living. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me just go just a tad more. Verse 20. This is how blessed you are. Are you ready for this? It says, the beasts of the field shall honor me. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The dragons and the owls. Why? Because I give waters in the wilderness. What is God saying? God is saying, I'm going to bless you that everything around you celebrates because of the overflow that's happening because of your life. Amen. Everybody is enjoying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there is no containment of the blessing. Why is that so? Because you have the God kind of life. Listen to what he says about himself. He says, you be like me, because I let my sun shine on the good and the bad. And rain comes on the good and the bad. I have too much good in me. Hallelujah. I'm too blessed. And God is speaking that same blessing upon our lives. As he is, so am I. Hallelujah. I need to begin to see that for my life. Praise the Lord. He says, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. And because of my chosen, everybody gets blessed. By default. Oh, glory. I'm halfway through the message, but I'll end with verse 21. And some other day I'll talk about the other part. He says, these people have I formed for myself. These people have I formed for myself. You and I are the people that God has formed for himself. I hope you're hearing that. God has formed me for himself. Why? They shall show forth my praise. God, God says, I formed you for myself, and you're going to show forth my praise. Wow. You're going to show forth my praise. You're going to showcase my glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is part of the story of atonement. God making a way for me to show forth his glory in all the earth. To make his name known in all the earth. To testify of his goodness in all the earth. To magnify his holy name in all the earth. to be a testimony of his awesome power in all the earth. This is God's agenda. And this, they shall show forth my praise, is part of our partnership with God. This is what he wants to do with my life. He wants me to showcase his glory. He formed me for himself. He formed you for himself. In other words, you belong to me and I'm jealous over you. You know that's in the Word of God, right? Is it? The Lord your God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. He's jealous over you. Why? Because you belong to him. You don't belong to the devil. You don't belong to the government. You don't belong to anything else. First and foremost, you belong to God. He says, I'm going to so bless you that you're going to show forth my praise. You're going to be a testimony. You're going to be a witness, a testifier of my awesome power. Do you receive this word? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Tonight, I'm going to do something. God makes a way right there through the mighty waters. God causes rivers to flow in the wilderness and in desert places. Those of you that are online, I'm going to ask you to do this too, right where you are. I have a bottle of water in my hand. There's nothing spiritual about this water. I don't know where this water came from, but it says it's pure life. So that's good. Hallelujah. You and I are going to release our offering to the Lord tonight. And the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to ask God to do something. As you come, I'm going to pour this water in your hands. And I'm going to declare by so doing that the desert be overwhelmed by the rivers of God's favor on your life. Hallelujah. God will do something extraordinary in your life today. The washing of the water of the Word of God, the grace of the water of God's favor on your life, on my life, on your family, on my family, on this His church. God will do something unique for everyone that is here today. The God who has formed us for himself will show forth his praise in us and through us and make a way for us where there has not been a way. Hallelujah. Let the drought end. Let the barren bear. Let God reveal His goodness to us today. Amen? Hallelujah. Just come. If you've already released your offering, just come. I receive it in Jesus' name. You are blessed of the Lord. Let the drought cease in your life. You are blessed of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. Whatever your hand touches to do, let it prosper. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, blessings, blessings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Healings, deliverance, peace, and prosperity, grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. It's not a ritual. It's not a doctrine. This is just an act of obedience to the direction of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. I speak this blessing over you. I speak it over your children, over your family. Open your hand. You are blessed. Prosper. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. May the one who paid the price for our redemption open doors for you and for me. I was listening to a dear man of God, a rabbi, last night, late, and he said, the rabbis said that something strange happened. 40 years before the destruction of Jerusalem, which falls around the year 30 AD. So the strange thing that happened was that particular gates that had been locked, I've forgotten what name he called it, swung open all by itself, just swung open. The curtain in the temple split wide open. He said things that were shut opened up. And they tracked it back to when our Lord Jesus, during Passover, as the Passover Lamb of God, became the atonement for us. Let the blessing of God blast open every pathway in your life. Let goodness and mercy follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree this day, by the authority of the word of God, that your pathways that have been blocked by the enemy open up. Let every door open for his glory, that you might show forth his praise in all the earth. To the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree right now that any barren womb hearing my voice now, by the authority of the word of the living God, womb be open and bring forth now. Let the God who does a new thing do a new thing now. Let it spring forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that has been kept dormant, that was supposed to be flourishing, to the glory of God, I declare right this very moment that you rise and catch up and overcome. That the trace of the days and the times that were retarded, were kept at bay and limited, will not even smell on you. There will be no trace that you had to wait. I speak that over this church, over this ministry. I speak this over every partner of this work. I speak this over the body of Christ. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, total healing, total deliverance, total restoration, total prosperity. We belong to the Most High God, made for Him to show forth His praise. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And those of you at home, stretch your hand. By faith, this same water is going to come right where you are in your home. It is going to touch you and touch your family, touch your children and your children's children. Whatever it is God has called you to, I pour this, and may rivers flow in your wilderness and in your desert. In Jesus' name, receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God heal your land. May God heal your heart. May His peace garrison you and keep you safe. May every water that is not the water of God be eradicated and removed from your life. And may the water of the living God flow from the rock, our rock, Jesus Christ, so that you will never thirst, and every need in your life is met. Be healed, be restored, be made whole. May your business flourish. May all that you do flourish, that you may testify in the land of the living that God, our God, He's a good God, our way maker, our God, who prospers us in all that we do. We receive the wisdom of God and we flourish in this goodness. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, take your communion as we wrap up tonight. If you don't have the elements, just raise your hand and you will be promptly served. Trust. Anybody needs communion, raise your hand. There's one over there that needs. when you come to church, make sure that you take your communion hose from the ushers as you're coming in. Just make it a habit, and that's what you're going to do, especially during special meetings. And Sunday mornings for sure, you know, make it a habit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the body of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ said that the Father made him a body, formed him a body, and he inhabited that body. I declare today, by the authority of the Word of God, that your body be formed by the Lord. And this formed body, hallelujah, shall not give credence or habitation to any sickness, to any disease, to any frailty, but that you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We take off this body, remembering the Lord. Take and eat. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. Sin, hamartia, is a Greek word, means to miss the mark. Today I declare in the name of Jesus that you and I, we as God's people, will not miss the mark. We will always hit the bull's eye in everything that we do, in the words that we speak by the wisdom of God. We'll strike the right note, and we will not be imperfect, but perfect in him. The God who created us, who called us by his name, who birthed us from an incorruptible seed. The God who declares to us that every good and perfect gift, hallelujah, has proceeded from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning, who of his own will begat us. And as ones that have been begotten of the Lord, we are authorized, empowered to be sons of the Most High. We take off this cup and we step into our end time destiny, glorifying the living God forever. In Jesus' name, take and drink. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you richly. Prosper in his faithfulness. It is good to have you here today. But before we leave, I want you to watch this promo. I wanted to show it to you earlier. It's a promo for our next meetings that are going to be starting shortly, on the 20th, I believe. This is called God, My Deliverer Conference. Amen? God, My Deliverer Conference. Any chain of limitation shall be broken. Hallelujah. It is broken. And God is going to reveal himself in a bigger dimension. to everyone who will trust him for an experience in the supernatural. It starts on the 20th of this month. What day is it going to start? What day? When is it going to end? 20th to the 27th. You know how many days that is, right? Okay. So I look forward to seeing you from the 20th to the 27th during those Sukkot meetings. God, my deliverer. God bless you richly. Love you. And I celebrate the greatness of God in you. Good night.